Budget analysts periodically meet inside a building next to the Capitol for what's known as the Revenue Estimating Conference.
With the exception of sales tax and corporate income tax, the changes to the individual revenue sources were minor, with positives and negatives across the sources largely offsetting each other.
These conferences aren't exactly enthralling, but they are necessary. Analysts from various government agencies try to come to a consensus on how much money Florida lawmakers will have to work with in the coming years based on the state and national economy.
Our job as principals is to take account of where we think we are in the economic cycle and bring that to this.
That's Amy Baker, coordinator for the legislature's Office of Economic and Demographic Research. She and other policy wonks have to make sense of a state budget that's currently worth nearly $89 billion. They issue outlooks on everything from Medicaid funding to public school enrollment. For hours, they go over documents and talk numbers, mostly in the millions.
Sales tax collections supporting the general revenue fund have exceeded the monthly estimates by $173.5 million since the last conference.
During the recession, Baker and other analysts tracked a reduction in income from tourist taxes and other means of revenue. The result was a decrease in the state budget and a cut in some programs. The state is in much better shape today. General revenue projections are up by $842 million over 2 years. The Revenue Estimating Conference credits a recent surge in sales tax and corporate income tax collections for the boost.
While this is the largest combined increase since April 2006, during the peak of the housing boom, the conference recognizes that there is an elevated level of risk due to the mature stage of the current economic expansion.
If the revenue projections hold, incoming Governor Ron DeSantis and the Florida legislature will be under less pressure as they draft a state budget for consideration during the session that begins in March. For WFSU News, I'm Gina Jordan.